for us in Southern Africa. It is difficult to look at the financial aspects or the financial architecture outside of trade. Trade really is where the action is. If we want to maintain our sovereignty, then we've got to have proper terms of trade. That way, then we can begin to articulate a vision for ourselves based on our own trading products without requesting for any aid from anyone. There is something that is fundamentally wrong with the approach that has been taken over the years in terms of dealing with the problems that afflict our people. And here I'm talking about the neoliberal approach to development that is guided by the need for unbridled free markets in our economies. That has so impoverished our people, the fishery folk, the farmers, and so on. It has depleted our resources because it encourages a kind of consumerist activities within our countries. It is against that background, therefore, that we need to begin talking about alternatives. These alternatives must be people-led and must be local demand-driven. The other critical aspect is regional integration, because our countries, their economies are so small, they cannot negotiate with the big Western powers. But once they begin to unite as a region, then maybe they have some kind of clout in determining the direction that they want to go. I'll give you an example. South Africa has a trade development cooperation agreement with the EU. What has happened is that the EU now dominates the beef and cereals market, not only in South Africa, but in Southern Africa. So the EU is able to dump its products in South Africa. And because South Africa is a member of the Southern African customs, which is Swaziland, Botswana, Lesotho, and so on, these products then find their way into these countries at great cost to the agriculture in those countries, because EU subsidizes its farmers. In Africa, we are not able to subsidize our farmers. So, which is why I am saying it is important in this alternative that countries begin to get together as a region. That is only how they can get concessions. One of the major problems that we have, especially within economies in Africa, is that most of them rely so much on aid. And then aid is then used as a trigger mechanism to then force them to do certain things that they would not want to do. I think one of the things that has to be done is really the cancellation of that aid. We are beginning to talk of aid repudiation, to say there is a lot of wealth that has been siphoned out of Africa. Therefore, we refuse to pay the aid. Don't owe, won't pay. This is something that has to take place within a regional context. What I'm talking about really is something quite radical, like delinking from the system completely. Because if you are still going to have the same problem about your agricultural products not being able to compete favorable with the EU and so on. So you've got to de-link from the system and then renegotiate your re-link after you are much stronger.